It is 12:30 on the dot. I'll call this special meeting of the Connecticut Port Authority Board of Directors in session. And I'll do a quick roll call. I think I've kind of checked off everybody. So myself, Gaffney, Fresco?
Present.
John Johnson?
Here.
Aiden Corse?
Here.
Paul Hinch?
Here.
Thomas Gill?
Here.
Kristen Urbach?
Here.
Brian Thompson?
Here.
Doug Delaney?
Delina, here.
Sorry. Dave Perullo?
Here.
I don't think Paul's going to be here. And Tom Patton?
Here.
Did I not speak of someone that I can see on the screen?
Tim?
Kimberly?
Say, just join.
Okay, great. Let's see. So I got
Gill.
I got Gill.
Okay.
Thomas Gill. I believe we have a quorum, so that's good to hear. The first order of business is agenda item number 2, public comment. I know that Mr. Blacker's here, and I'm sure he'll make a public comment, so we'll do those in person first, and then we'll go to the Zoom call.
Where's the best place to make comment from? From standing or sitting or so?
Can people on the Zoom call hear Mr. Blacker?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. All good.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
I recently helped a friend who's a commercial fisherman, a lobsterman, take 600 lobster pots. They got to haul them all out. So we took the 600 lobster pots out, and you know, this is what he does for a living every day, and it made me start thinking. Now there's a neighbor across the road from where I live, and he's got a 23-foot center console, and worked at Electric Boat and is retired, and he's a fisherman as well, but he does it, you know, goes on a weekend, or he goes for fun, and they're both fishermen, but you would never lump those two together and have them governed by one organization. And the way that I see it, that is what the state has done with the Connecticut Port Authority. You have the small harbors and you have the deep water ports that are trying to be governed. They're two separate species. They have some similar needs, but by and large, they have very, very different needs. I think that it is a flaw in the design of the Port Authority, not individual, it's not the flaws of the individuals, it's the flaw of the design of the Port Authority that keeps creating these problems that have been going on since 2016 when the Port Authority began. And I think we're going to hear about another one of these problems today with QIT and the closeout and whether there'll be additional costs. And I've got to say that there were warnings about the bad soil at State Pier. It was common knowledge among all the locals that everybody knew the pit that material was coming from. Everybody referred to it, their words, as shit. That when you talked about that pit, they said it was shit, it was fine, it was silt, it was going to cause problems. That's local knowledge, which is really valuable. It was offered up repeatedly in all sorts of forms. And it was not, the advice wasn't heard or it wasn't taken. And it caused that problem at the end of the pier. And it also caused all those additional piles to have to be drawn. It was a large expense. And we basically have to accept where we are and move past it. I would advocate for splitting the Port Authority into two organizations, one that focuses on small harbors. I think that when you look at the people that you have in its current form, this organization is very well positioned to serve those needs. I think that spinning off the ports into a smaller organization, as it was originally envisioned by Andy Maynard, could help avoid these prolonged problems. And I think that there are exciting revenue opportunities. I know that, you know, for you, for example, John Johnson are often looking for, we talk about the ice, or you're looking for additional, you know, revenue streams, but looking at things like a parking garage at the Mystic Seaport to serve Mystic's needs, and looking for a way that the Port Authority could draw revenue from something like that to support your mission. So I guess the last thing I'll say is that I hope that as we transition from wind, on whatever time frame that happens, that the local input and wisdom is taken into account, because it would be very helpful in avoiding problems. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Blacker. Anybody on the Zoom call that would like to make a comment? Jill, you want to go over the requirements to do that?
Sure. If you are joining via Zoom, you can raise your hand or put a note in the chat if you'd like to make public comment. If you're dialing in on the phone, you can press *6 to unmute yourself or *9 to raise your hand.
Okay. I don't think I see any hands raised. Anybody piping in? All right, now since this is a special meeting, we can't really add anything. So the next order of business is number 3, which is to enter into executive session pursuant to Section 1, Tac 210, Bravo 4 of the General Statutes of Connecticut for the purpose of discussing the Connecticut State Fair closeout actions involving the construction manager at risk. For this session, I would like Jill, Fred from Robinson and Cole, and Melissa and Anthony and the executive director to be with us in executive session. Do I have a vote? Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
And Faye.
So moved.
So moved by John.
Second.
Second.
Second by Doug. Any discussion before we go in? And all those in favor of entering executive session, please say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
So at this time, we'll have Jill set us up on Zoom to go into executive session. And we'll have those in the public, if they just exit, that'd be great.
For public attendees, for those in the room, we'll ask that you step out. We'll let you know when we have come back out of executive session. For members of the public on Zoom, I'll place you in the waiting room and then bring you back into the meeting once we are out of executive session. So please bear with me while I put public attendees in the waiting room on Zoom.
Probably need to stop the recording. We can readmit everybody, I guess.
Okay. You got Grant.
Yeah, Grant showed up.
Grant showed up. Yeah. Nice to have Grant.
And somebody else could.
Okay, with that said, I'm going to go to agenda item number 4, which is consideration and approval of a resolution authorizing the executive director of the Connecticut Port Authority to execute and enter into a certain agreement with Kiewit Infrastructure Incorporated for the resolution of certain disputes that exist between the parties. Be it resolved that the executive director of the Connecticut Port Authority, the authority, be and hereby is authorized, empowered, and directed for and on behalf of the authority to negotiate, execute, and deliver that certain settlement agreement and mutual release by and between Kiewit Infrastructure Incorporated and the authority in substantially the form of Exhibit A attached hereto regarding the construction management at-risk contract for improvements to the Connecticut State Pier and such other reasonable and necessary documents in furtherance thereof. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
You can pick two.
I'll second.
Any discussion on the resolution? Hearing none, all those in favor of moving forward with the resolution, say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? With that said, the resolution passes. Next item on the agenda is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So Grant.
Second.
And Doug. Thank everyone for putting this on your schedule for a Friday. I appreciate it. May you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks. Thank you.